Welcome to Wonderland, the podcast where I go down the rabbit hole to research things you may be curious about. My name is Ami, and I'll be your guide on this trip to Wonderland.
Hi there, my Wonderlings. As we prepare for our Halloween episode this year, I'm releasing one episode a day for 13 days. The first 12 episodes are short ghost stories for you to enjoy, and the 13th episode will be the Halloween episode, in which we'll go down a rabbit hole that will make you wonder what things go bump in the night.
I wonder.
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 The story you're about to hear is the tale that accompanies the KC West Columbia JC's Hall of Horrors haunted attraction. The Hall of Horrors is the longest-running haunted house in South Carolina and one of the longest-running in the country, and is a nonprofit that raises money for the JC's. After you listen to this tale of grave secrets, go experience it for yourself at 1153B Walter Price Road in KC, South Carolina. If you dare. The old Hawthorne Funeral Home sat at the end of a lonely street, wrapped in the embrace of ancient oaks whose gnarled branches clawed at the sky. It had served the town for nearly a century, a place where grief was processed, rituals were observed, and the dead were sent to their final rest. At least, that was what everyone believed. Mortimer Hawthorne, the third-generation funeral director, was a man of quiet disposition and peculiar tastes. He had inherited the business after his father's passing and had upheld his reputation with solemn efficiency. The townsfolk respected him, though none could say they truly knew him. He was always there when death called, his thin, pale hands gently guiding families through the process of farewell. Yet, behind the heavy oak doors of the funeral home, a secret lay entombed within his walls, a grotesque collection that Mortimer had nurtured for decades. The bodies that should have been laid to rest were never buried, never burned. Instead, they were meticulously preserved, their glassy eyes staring into the abyss of an endless purgatory. Inside Mortimer's private wing of the home, the dead were arranged in elaborate tableaus, each frozen in time as though caught in the midst of their final moments. A woman in a crimson gown, eternally poised in a waltz with an invisible partner. A child sitting cross-legged with a porcelain doll clutched in her arms. An elderly man seated in a rocking chair, his lips curled in a serene, unnatural smile. Mortimer did not see them as corpses. To him, they were art. His guests, his companions in the solitude of his existence. He would often sit among them, sipping tea, whispering secrets to the silent figures, as if they might respond. They were more than just bodies. They were his masterpieces. Each one preserved with meticulous care, their flesh treated with chemical precision to prevent decay. At night, when the town was asleep, Mortimer would walk through his grotesque museum with a lantern in his hand, admiring his work. He had long stopped seeing death as an end. It was a transformation, a preservation of beauty that time had never eroded. But the dead do not rest easily when denied their peace. Strange occurrences began to plague Mortimer's home. Shadows shifted when no one moved. A whisper, soft, almost imperceptible, would curl through the halls like a draft, yet no wind stirred outside. He would hear his name spoken in voices long silenced, their murmurs echoing from the corners of his collection. Then, bodies began to move. It started subtly, a hand shifting ever so slightly, a head tilting in a direction it hadn't before. At first, Mortimer convinced himself it was just his imagination. But as the night stretched on, the changes became undeniable. The figures would be found in different poses, their glassy eyes now fixed upon him wherever he stood. One evening, as he made his rounds through the museum, he found the elderly man's rocking chair swaying gently, though the room in the air was still. The child with the porcelain doll, who'd always sat placidly on the floor, was now standing in the middle of the hallway. And then, the music box played. Melody was faint, a delicate chime that drifted from the waltzing woman's frozen fingers. She had never held a music box before. Mortimer's breath hitched as he stepped closer, his pulse hammering against his ribs. The song was one he had heard before. A lullaby his mother had sung when he was a boy. And then, with the creaking of preserved joints, she moved. Her head twisted toward him with a sickening bob, her lips parting as a dry, rattling whisper escaped her throat.
Let us rest, Mortimer.
The lights flickered, the air grew thick with the scent of decay, and a chorus of whispers rose from the depths of the home. The bodies shifted in unison, their dead eyes locked on their captor. Mortimer stumbled backward, the walls closing as the whispers grew into a wail. The spectral wind howled in the corridors, rattling the bones of the long forgotten. The weight of his sins bore down upon him, and as he turned to flee, the hands of the dead reached for him, dragging him into their eternal stillness. Years passed, and the Hawthorne funeral home fell into ruin. The townspeople whispered of the strange disappearance of Mortimer Hawthorne, of how his doors had been found wide open, the interior untouched yet eerily lifeless. No bodies were ever discovered. No trace of the funeral director remained. But those who dared to peer through the dust-covered windows swore they saw shadowed figures still standing within. Forever watching, forever waiting.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.